Do you ever hear the expression a turn of corn?
Uh-huh.
A turn of corn?
Oh, yeah, you can put a turn in a sack, put it on your shoulder and tote it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How much is a turn?
Oh, you can tote.
Okay.
That's right. I towed a turn out, and I towed another one in the field turn. But you have to put in all you can tote, but if you put too much of it, I throw it out before you get to the house. Come on back with the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I did it, I'm telling
you. What about all the wood that you can carry in both your
arms?
That's
a turn, too.
Turn of wood?
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If you put too much, you have to throw down some money. But I towed in a mini turn that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right here at this place, where we have our place here.
And, say it on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you might say he had a...
Just a half.
Uh-huh. Any other expression for that?
That's all I know. When it ain't got a whole load, you just go a half load.
Okay. And, say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might have to screw in a new...
Bulb.
Okay. And, you carried the clothes out to hang them on the line. Nowadays, you might carry them out in a clothes...
Sorry.
Or
bag.
Or another thing you carry it out in would be a
basket.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that would run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
The what?
On a barrel. You have these iron.
Yeah,
things.
Well, that's a hook.
Okay. Do you remember what nails used to come in?
Yeah. Sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Kegs. The nails come in a keg.
Okay.
That's right.
And say if you'd opened up a bottle and then wanted to shut it back up again, you stick in a...
Stopper.
What would that be made out of?
Cork.
Okay. And say if this is a musical instrument that children play like...
My harp.
Okay. What about one that goes like this?
Two's harp.
And if... The thing that you pound nails with, you call
hammer.
That?
Hammer.
Huh?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses.
Tongue.
Hmm?
Tongue.
Okay. And what if you have a buggy?
Well, that'd be shaved on it.
Okay. And talk about the parts of the wagon wheel. Starting with the inside, you'd have the hub, and then the spokes would come out, and they'd fit into the...
Ring.
And the part that goes over the rim.
That's it. It takes the hood, I mean the spokes, and that hub to go inside the rim and make the wheel.
Mm-hmm. But you, does the rim touch the ground?
Yeah, that what rolls on the ground. See, if
uh-huh.
The spokes is in that, and when that you get them all in, that hits around, and then that rim, it'll hold them in. What was that? Was that somebody?
I don't think so. I think so.
But anyway, that rim holds it together. You see where it turns.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever see a metal part go over the rim?
Metal part.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what makes the rim, is that metal. That arm, I call it arm. It's arm.
Mm-hmm.
Goes over them spokes, you see. See, they got a thing that they put the spokes in, and then that rim goes over that, you know, puts like that.
Mm-hmm.
That holds them in there.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a horse...
That's big hands falling off.
Oh, that's awful loud noise.
Well, the crows is up there after them. They knock them off.
Hmm. Say if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook on the...
On that there swinger reed.
Okay. And if you have two horses, then you have a...
Two swinger reed. Both one of them has to be on each side.
Uh-huh. But the two swinger trees are... held together by a...
By trace chain.
Uh-huh. But, the thing that both of these are hitched to...
Is a swinger tree.
Yeah, but when you have two horses and you have...
Well, there's two of them.
Uh-huh. Would you call that a double swinger tree
yeah.
or double tree or...
Swinger tree, both of them. Mm-hmm. A double. Double swinger tree.
Uh-huh.